Welcome back to the Ray Donovan After Show. Tonight we're breaking down Season 5, Episode 3, Dog Walker. Keep it locked to AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Love this song.
Yeah.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. Thanks for joining us today on the Ray Donovan After Show. We have a full panel back finally tonight. We're all together. I'm your host, Olivia Gabaret. You can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, The Real OG.
Hi, After Buzzers. My name is Louisa. You can find me on Instagram at Nobody Reads Anymore and on Twitter at Nobody Reads.
Hey everybody, I'm Elizabeth Alfano. Great to be back here. So sorry I missed last week. You can find all my stuff at thedinnerparty.tv, all my live interviews, and you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at dinnerpartychgo and Facebook at Elizabeth Alfano.
And hey everyone, I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman, or if you go to Facebook, you can find me at Rachel Ann Goodman, and I cannot believe the turn that this episode took.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Last 30 seconds were the most impactful.
Oh, I'm definitely for sure, but I'm glad that, you know, there. I feel like I'm excited for more storyline, like certain storylines, and other ones I could kind of do without. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ray Donovan is notorious for having a bunch of storylines at once, mm-hmm. but I almost would prefer
it kind of slowed it down for me. I wanted some more stuff explained, like where is Bridget? I'm very, you know,
right.
But
yes.
I wanted some more important storylines to be revealed.
Yes, and I don't want to say that I'm tired of having questions, but it's starting to weigh on me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always having to go, wait, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, I still don't know why Connor's in military school.
Mm-hmm. He wants control. That's why his life was so unstable. I think that's the only way that poor guy can get some, you know.
But I'm not sure if he was sent away before she passed away or if he was sent away after. So
yeah.
I don't know if
we
it's the impetus for his mother's death that made him feel just crazed, and or maybe Ray wanted, just couldn't take
Send
it.
Him put, off.
Yeah,
I personally think Connor probably chose to go to military school.
Okay. As well.
But
I'll go with that.
For me, this the last moment of this episode, I was actually starting to really, I still like the relationship between Ray and Abby, but when I saw what Ray did, I lost all
that
respect
night.
For him.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Like, and just to see how Abby looked and how sick she was, and he could just go off and do that, I was like, okay, nope, this character, I am done.
Yeah, I mean, he was drunk, not that that's any excuse, but...
No way.
I'm not really a fan. I mean, I don't think anyone's really a fan of Natalie as a character.
Oh, no.
Right. But I don't like her at all.
So we opened the episode up. I mean, if you guys remember last week, she handed the gun to Ray and said that she killed her husband Rob.
Yeah.
And of course Ray being the fixer-upper that he is, it was his responsibility to fix it. And he goes to the house only to find that Rob isn't dead and stabs him with what, like cuticle cutters or something?
Like mini scissors?
It was a scissor, and of all the hospitals, he calls Dr. Gomez or no, Lopez, Dr. Gomez. No, Dr. Lopez.
Whoever
the
vet was.
We've never met that character. So this vet is probably a go-to guy that Ray goes.
Seems
to.
Like
we've just never seen him before.
Right,
But isn't it so weird? Ray seemed unfazed. He just like goes to the jacket.
The guy keeps
just
walking.
Just another day on the job.
No, I sort of thought, like, are we going Marvel comic here?
Yeah.
I mean, he just like pulled it out and was like,
let me push him down the stairs and put him in the trunk and drive off. Yeah.
Like, he was just a little, like, you know, like prick or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
And I think he walked around with that bloodstain on his shirt.
I was
like,
why don't you change your shirt? Especially going before to your therapy.
Or your therapist.
I was wondering why he did that, because wouldn't the therapist of all people start asking questions? Like,
the therapist a bloodstain? Is on to him. He knows exactly what questions to ask. Ray, and the fact that he even passed the anger management test was funny.
I was surprised.
I thought he was going to fail.
But barely, though, would he get a 73 or something?
But it was also the anger management test for idiots. I mean, you can see the way it started. Mm-hmm. It was like, do you ever put your fist through the wall?
Like, like a guy who's built a life around being able to clean things up would probably be able to BS
pass
his
that.
Way through a test.
I'm just
like that,
happy that there wasn't too many flashbacks this episode. It was kind of slowing for us to catch up a bit.
But I'm kind of a sucker for the flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Like, I really love them because you get some insight to what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And especially for the Abby storyline, I want more of those flashbacks because I feel like the one flashback that we got this week was so telling. Because you were still left on edge. You didn't really know. But I think now it really solidified the fact that she died from cancer.
Yeah. She died from cancer, but we also see that her dying is going to bring her more alive for us. I think we're going to see the relationship with her and Ray unfold more. Because she's not here anymore. We're going to explore Ray just a bit more.
But it was curious to me how they chose to... In the end, she dies from cancer. But you see her in episode 2, I think it is, where she's foaming at the mouth. Yeah. And she's fallen over and having a seizure. So it was sort of like, I wonder why they chose to keep us guessing about that particular thing.
And we still don't know exactly how she died. Mm-hmm. Because the way that Ray walks in and just his reaction is leading, you know, at least me anyway, to think that it was something else entirely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if cancer was killing her, her ultimate death was not.
And she died the day that Ray got arrested or something. We find out that it was like the day
she died and then he got arrested. Yeah.
The fight broke loose, which we still don't know what that fight entailed.
I mean, I'm going to assume he was just, like, vulnerable because of what happened, and maybe that's what caused him to get into a fight. But at the same time, it seemed like it was nighttime that he caught her, so did he just go out right after that?
I don't know.
Do you think it happened before or after?
I think after.
I think after, too.
Oh, wait.
The fight,
The fight happened after she passed away. Yeah.
So he just, like, called it in and got to trucking?
I think there was some kind of issue with him and Terry. And we even see that scene in the kitchen. It broke my heart when Terry turned off the pacemaker to look at Abby's picture and feel emotion. And he wanted to shake. Did you see that part?
I almost thought that he was trying to maybe...
cry.
Well, so the pacemaker, I almost thought that he wanted to experience the pain because he was reflecting on what he's done and Abby as well.
Like, punishing himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got a vibe of that, too. It was very, like, dark. I feel like his intentions were dark, you know what I mean?
I think also when Terry moved to their house in end of fourth season, I really feel like there was some kind of special relationship between Terry and Abby.
Oh, there was.
And then Ray probably caught on to some stuff towards the end, and that's why that... fight has broken loose, which we still don't know about.
Ooh.
But I think that that's the reason.
It could have been over Abby for different reasons than probably what we think right now. Yeah.
Well, here's a thought that I'm just realizing now, and I mean, I realized this before, but this new part of it is what I'm thinking now. So when the last 30 seconds of this episode was so devastating to me because here Ray had berated his father. When our mother was sick and she was dying, you skipped out and you were fooling around. And here, of course, human nature, we do what we know. Ray is repeating what he despises in his father. And I think Ray's in so much pain, not just because he's lost Abby, but because he despises himself for
his father.
Yes, for how he did it. And Terry also knows that Ray's, that their father cheated on their mother.
Speaking of the father, though, you know, I don't like how Frank is trying to pull him back into violence. If we're going to talk about, you know, Mickey moving forward and stuff. And I just feel like when Mickey sees Frank outside the restaurant and they bring up Avi.
Yeah.
I feel like finally Mickey is writing scripts. He's trying to move on.
Trying.
And now they're going to pull him back in.
I actually love where Mickey's character is going. So I'm not so thrilled with Natalie and some other things. But I love how he's sort of become the grandpa. He's just kind of holding the dog. Holding the baby.
So, I mean.
He's tired now.
I feel like all of the characters have the best intentions. But, you know, in true Donovan fashion, they don't exactly execute them in the best way. So I think starting with Terry, as we said, he obviously wants to feel the pain. I think he feels very sorry for what happens with him and Maureen.
Yeah.
And it's very ironic what you said, how Ray is repeating his father's pattern, because Terry said to Maureen, I lost every woman that I ever had. I acted out sort of blaming it on what Mickey had did to his mom as if that's kind of an excuse.
Yeah. He said that's all I've seen growing up.
That's all I've known. And that's why I think Terry and Ray might have been fighting to go circle back long form, is that Terry knows that Ray was treating Abby like Mickey was treating their mother.
And now that Abby had passed, he had said something that triggered it off. Like, what are you? Well, you went off and did this.
Dad did to mom. Even when Terry did mention and say, I've lost every woman that I loved, I think he also mentions Abby mentally. Yeah. We don't know what storyline that was, but just like you said, you feel like there's something going on between them. I definitely think Abby. Yeah.
And the thing is, too, with Terry, I felt bad for him in one sense and I didn't in another. I didn't like when he went to go speak to Maureen how basically he was saying, oh, well, you know, I don't want to lose you, too. I've lost every other woman that I've loved. It's like, okay, instead of making it about other women that you've loved, make it about Maureen because she's your wife, not any other.
I just think it was a sad excuse. It wasn't really... You know, if you're going to apologize, apologize. Don't pass the buck onto somebody else or, like, another situation.
Or, like, come up with all these excuses for, like, that's just how it was. Mm-hmm. Like, no, this is not the time for that. Like, the time for that is when you're okay and you're just having a deep conversation, not when you're there to apologize to win your wife back. And I'm glad that Maureen was able to kind of, you know...
Close the door.
Yeah. Well, what she said really... You know, I fell for her because she was like, you, not only did you hurt me, but you made me feel like an outsider.
Everyone knew, including Abby.
That's what really resonated with me.
The thing, too, is that when she said that, when she mentioned Abby, she even lumped Abby together with the rest of the family. Like, oh, even Abby kept this from me.
Right.
So it almost made Abby look like the bad guy, too, along with everyone else. Even though clearly we saw how Abby was reacting to that proposal.
Exactly.
But she didn't say anything. So, yeah, Maureen's completely right. Like, she was an outsider.
Mm-hmm. Although Maureen is, I was surprised by her character because here she agrees. At first in episode one or two, she says, oh, I'm not going to go through with the wedding. Mm-hmm. Terry's able to, like, bring everybody back. Mm-hmm. They go through with the wedding, and then she pretends she's all happy, accepts the necklace from Abby, and then rejects everything the next day or even
that
night.
But at that time, did Maureen know that Terry, in fact, had slept with a prostitute?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, no, because
I agree with you.
No, she knew he visited the brothel.
No, because Ray says, how long did it take you to apologize?
He says nine and a half hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he didn't say that she, in fact, knows that he slept with that woman.
And maybe it wasn't till the night of the wedding at the reception when Todd got up and they all started fighting. Maybe that's when she figured out the true story. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what would have given it away that would make her realize the true story?
Some kind of maybe paperwork from...
It wouldn't say he slept with someone. It would have just said he was present there.
Oh, yeah, that I don't know.
So I think, dear writers of Ray Donovan, we have too many questions. Like, we're trying. We are guessing so much. We're just putting so much into the script that's not there.
I just
we
have
don't know.
To say this: Abby and Maureen look like each other. They do resemble each other. I think that's a little Terry thing.
They have that Irish.
Redhead-ish.
Yeah, yes, and the skin with freckles.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think for me, the way I took it was the night of the wedding at the reception, maybe through conversation is how Maureen really got the full extent of what was going on. I could be wrong, but that's how I took it. So that's why I, as far as, like, the way I see it, now is why Maureen is angry and why she's not going to put up with it anymore because she knows the full thing and... She's done some thinking and realized, hey, I'm an outsider. I was not looped in on this.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if anybody picked up on something that we didn't, definitely let us know in the comments and we'll bring it up next week. Just to stick with Terry. So Connor reaches out to Terry. Yep. It seems like they've been developing a special type of relationship. I even picked it up with the conversation between Ray and Connor. Mm-hmm. Because Connor has started this whole wrestling venture, obviously Terry knows a little something about it. That's his career, is fighting. So, you know, they talk about how to make weight and everything else. And Terry made the decision that he's going to go out and visit Connor.
Which Connor didn't want Terry to go, I think, because he knows he's not that great and he was probably embarrassed. Or it's because he has that Donovan blood inside of him where he reacts with physical, you know, violence towards someone.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think he was embarrassed that he knew that he wasn't maybe going to be as great as he wanted to be in front of his Uncle Terry. And then when it was clear that he was losing,
he just acted out.
Donovan
and
temper.
He has really turned into a handsome boy.
Yeah, you
have developed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even though what he did was sort of immature, you can you could feel a like grown sense about him that you couldn't before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because obviously before he was just like a privileged mm-hmm. Calabasas
yeah.
guy. Yeah. And now he's off to school and he mm-hmm. made the decision to go into the Marines.
Right. Yeah. He's going to go to the Marines, hopefully. And although he hasn't told Ray yet.
He doesn't. So. I think yeah. he's scared to sure. tell Ray. And also he did make that comment. He's like, money is weak. Calabasas makes you weak. You know, my mom couldn't handle it. What it did to my mom and my
sister.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
And he was like, well, that's why my dad made it out mm-hmm. because he's tough. And that's also kind of ironic because, you know, maybe it appears that Ray made it out, but it's very mm-hmm. obvious that he's struggling with a lot internally. Mm-hmm. And though he's acting very tough, I feel like some of his actions might give away that he is sort of a weak person.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I think he's a weak person.
I agree with you too, especially since Abby is gone. There's just so many things that you can tell deep down on the inside. Ray is crumbling and falling apart
yep.
and super troubled. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, if he could realize that there are healthier ways to deal with this, sure. But, of course, he's not going to.
Yeah.
At least not right now.
And we see how Frank is going to kind of stir up everything again. A lot of right. past yeah. issues from season 4 is going to face up with the Russians and the selling of the art and Avi yeah. involved. I still think Avi worked with them. I guess not. Now it's just Lena.
Avi yeah. sort of, I mean, he had been captured and,
but
you know.
But let go, wasn't he? Yes. They let him go,
yes,
right?
But I don't think Avi worked with the Russians. He was,
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, I thought that, you know, they were still a three team, Avi, Lena, and Ray.
Oh, yeah, but I just think that it was his time, mm-hmm. and maybe he could no longer, I mean, physically probably couldn't maybe. Do it anymore, and I think that, you know, obviously we're going to find out a lot more mm-hmm. about what happened because when they do the sneak peek at the end of the episodes, mm-hmm. I did see Avi in one of them.
Yes,
so
me too.
I'm sure we're going to revisit him. You know, he's definitely weak. And as we were saying, I think Ray's definitely weak, especially when he abuses alcohol. And that yeah. seems like that's kind of an outlet for him because when we got the flashback to Abby being very sick and frail, and you mm-hmm. could tell that
oh, yeah.
it was really affecting her. I mean, not only did he really not have anything to say, but then he was indulging and went to go walk the dog. And that's mm-hmm. how we see where Natalie fits into the storyline.
Yeah. And yeah. I think we said last time or the week before that we figured he had known Natalie even before mm-hmm. All this was happening. And it's kind of very coincidental that this all kind of worked out.
And that they're neighbors.
Yeah.
That's why this is the storyline I'm not in love with because I feel like it's very corny. What are the odds that you're driving your car and then some naked girl runs in and then you swerve and then you go and walk your dog and she's your neighbor and you're walking the dog at mm-hmm. the same time and then you sleep together
yeah.
and now she's coming to you for help? Like, mm-hmm. it's all very
unrealistic. Unless Natalie, there's something else that we don't know yet.
Which I think it's going to show
yeah.
very soon.
But I still don't understand why she had to be naked, like why she had to cause the car crash. Like
no,
anybody
so
could have.
She ran away from home because she had a fight with her husband. At mm-hmm. that time, Ray and her hadn't met yet. Weeks after the accident, when Ray was walking the dog, you know, he stumbled across her house, I guess, and she came out and automatically she said, "You're the guy from the accident."
Yeah.
You see, you feel like that's so.
It
like,
is corny, it's cheesy, but also I feel like Natalie is a very popular woman in Hollywood. The executive of Paramount, shout out to Michael Gill, by the way. I love that actor ever since from House of Cards. But that
yes,
is.
Yes, he's in House of Cards.
I love him. Yeah. So that he said, "Oh, I love Natalie. You know, she's so special." Did you see how Ray
yes.
looked at him,
mm-hmm.
too? So I think there's a deeper relationship with those two.
I think that there are definitely things we don't know yet. And I think that she, as a Natalie, probably, I don't know, I just feel like it would be kind of corny, but I think there's a deeper reason behind it. And I think that Natalie, it's almost like she kind of sought him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
right.
I think that that's
She's
what we're going to learn. Yeah.
She's
I want them to focus on the characters we love. Not these side people. Like,
right.
I don't care about Natalie. Like,
that's
go away,
what I mean.
Please.
And I feel like we're spending so much time developing her story and her background. And I just don't care that much about her. And I get, like, Rey has to have a career, so we need to have a storyline for that, but...
Well, I also think she, and I'm maybe repeating myself here, but she really shows the self-hatred in Rey, because Rey has become his father. Yeah. And that's always been the one stake he has in the ground. I'm not going to be my father. I'm going to move my family far away from Boston, and I'm going to make a different life for my kids and myself. And he hasn't.
And I think the only brother who's trying to... you know, kind of create this home life is probably Bunchy.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, right.
Definitely.
With her, his daughter now, Maria. And this future investment that he wants in that property.
So what do you think about that investment?
It's
do you think
fishy.
He's been
it's definitely
like really
fishy.
Yeah.
They're spending too much time focusing on it that I don't know, I just don't think it's going
to
work
and
out
just
very
the
well.
Way it was presented to him was very bizarre.
But isn't she supposed to be a reputable source? Isn't she someone that
well,
she trusts?
Well, she's Ray's right hand. Everything financial goes through her.
But she doesn't want him to have the bar. Remember, she said it's just, you know, you're emptying money into this thing and you're losing money, but
because
you know,
of Abby will always stay alive.
Yeah, but I just think that she has like an ulterior motive. She has to be getting something out of this to be pushing
it. It's strange because she has so much to lose. If it goes south, I mean, she does all this business for Rey, she'll be out in
she
a very bad
way. She gets 5% of everything, she made clear.
Here's the thing, though. Even if she is presenting something that she thinks is legitimate, it could be that whatever this is, it's not so much her fault, but whatever the source is, that's the thing that's kind of fishy because they are spending so much time saying, because this wasn't the first episode where she presented this to him. She's been pushing it. Right. So, yeah, I think it's going to blow up. It has to because I feel like he's too happy for Donovan right now.
Also, he's so naive, and now that Rey is kind of not involved with Bunchy, I feel like she can target him more.
Take
advantage of his naiveness. And plus, Bunchy, why are you driving drunk with your baby
with
in
your
car?
Yeah.
You know, leaving that bar to Mick, who's more, you know, crazier
only
than
to
you.
Show something that, you know.
Like, it's so irresponsible. And Teresa, I know they sent her off to do her wrestling gig, but she's kind of fishy to me, too. I think she's going to cheat on him.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think she really cares that much. Yeah.
No, she's not very stable. I'm surprised she has any interest in Maria at all because
it's so
she
sad.
Was really ready to give her up. It is sad. So I don't think she's very reliable either.
The only thing I do like about this episode is how they are kind of trying to open up lives of Ray's, her name? Lena. I always say,
Lena.
So I like how we saw Lena spend a night with her girlfriend because we've never seen that before.
We
don't see the lives of the people Rey works with. So for me, it was like, wow, okay, we're trying to dabble into her personal life now. I want that.
We saw it a very long time ago, like I think back in season one.
Yeah.
But it was very fleeting. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice moment.
It was a little insight.
Yeah.
But I think that we have so many of those. It's like, that's cool, but, you know, I would rather spend that time on something else that maybe gave us a little more. It was almost like a time filler. Like, I could have done without that. I want something, like, meaningful.
Well, yes, and I'm also curious, and you had said this before, where's Bridget, and what about that guy?
Yeah.
Smitty.
Who she literally calls
that guy.
Right, And she says, you know, the guy, or the boy.
I met the kid.
Which
the
probably
kid.
Has a huge reason onto why Abby died.
In
the flashbacks, we saw that she died, but now we went back a little bit more to see that she's sick. It seems like her storyline's definitely escalating quickly, but we didn't, you know, I feel like soon we're finally going to realize what actually happened because it looks like she's nearing the end.
In episode one, I kind of thought that she, I don't know, like at first, you know, obviously we didn't even realize it was cancer. At first, I thought it was like an accident and she died suddenly before she even got sick. And then after this episode, it's very clear that time has passed.
Like 10 months probably.
Yeah, that we didn't even realize it passed between the time that Rey was talking to Abby in the car in episode one to episode three. There's definitely a much longer time period that I didn't even realize until now.
You know, thinking about that, though, that's what is most disturbing to me within the situation, because it was very clear that Rey was happy in his relationship. He loved her. You know, he was doing he bought her a bar. Like, he was really just trying to make their relationship work. And then she gets sick and he kind of just abandons her and then sleeps with someone else.
And that's what I don't understand, because here's the thing. It just, to me, it seems very uncharacteristic in this moment, even though I understand Ray loves her so dearly that seeing her this way is probably tearing him apart. Mm-hmm. However, I never expected that he would ever do that to her while he's in this place. From episodes 1 and 2, he seemed like he was so devoted to her, mm-hmm. that no matter what happened, you know, sickness or health, he would be there for her. So I don't understand why he would push her away like that, and why if she comes over and says, please just spend time with me, he would just walk away and leave her.
I don't think he has the tool set. I don't think he has the skill set to deal with this kind of grief.
He doesn't know how to be that kind of man that we want him to be.
I don't know. It's weird to me, but we kind of got a little bit of foreshadowing earlier in the episode before we saw this scene with Abby when he was with the vet, and the vet was talking about how when dogs are sick and they have cancer, mm-hmm. you know, we treat them
with
so great, with affection, give them the best meal ever and, like, play with them and hang out with them, you know, before it's their time to end.
Mm-hmm.
But with
humans,
you know, not necessarily. And then we see later that Ray literally follows that exact path.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that he loved and cared about so much was really nearing the end, and he did
just couldn't
not
be there.
He couldn't offer a positive word to her.
But the thing is, we never really got confirmation if Abby went through with that surgery. Did she pass on that surgery?
I thought she had passed on that surgery, and then she went straight into chemo because it didn't seem to work.
She regretted it, and I think maybe that's why Ray is really was upset with her.
Maybe we'll find that out.
As in, you knew that this would happen. We had a few opinions. You know, I took you to all these different specialists and all that. You know, you should have had the surgery. That's my take on that.
That's interesting.
That's harsh. That's harsh, maybe. Though, because that's such a hard decision to make.
It is.
And that's hindsight's 20/20, and you're looking back and saying, we knew, but you never really know.
I mean, you could say that about anything in life, really. Yeah. Could have, should have, would have. But, you know, you have to deal with the reality now. Yeah. And he clearly just does not know how to deal with it.
And he almost seemed angry with her, though.
Exactly. Yeah. When he said no, and she's like, don't run away from
and
this,
he's like,
Ray.
Just let me walk
he
the
got
dog.
The whiskey and left.
Yeah. It was, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, so irritated.
Right.
Like, I can't believe you would just do that.
And
but
so, and this is ironic as well, is because he leaves his wife to go be with Natalie and then skip to the present. Here's Natalie laying in Abby's bed with Abby's
Celtic
clothes
jersey.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am
a
KG fan.
That
was
made
upsetting.
Me angry too.
Yeah, no, that really annoyed me about her. Yeah. That's when I just said, like, I don't want to be watching her.
I can't stand
and this,
her. She's
right?
so
and,
annoying.
Yeah. And he made clear, he said, my wife passed away a few months ago.
And she didn't really say much to that. Like, I think she kind of was.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's like, okay.
At the end of the day, she matters to her, and no one else really does.
I'm actually surprised Ray didn't do anything with her at that moment.
Yeah, when we found out at the end.
Well, that would be extra corrupt. Like, in his wife's clothes, in his wife's bed. Come on. That's a sin.
I didn't mean do something, like, amorously. I meant, like, throw her out of the house. I'm not working with you anymore. You've crossed a line with me.
And sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in the trailer towards the end, when Ray goes to pick up the dog, she gives him this jersey again, you know, nicely wrapped. I don't know. Did she either dry clean it or did she get him a new one? What do you
think? She dry cleaned
it. I thought
that was hers. My mind wanders.
I thought she gave it back, I think.
Yeah. She wrapped it up with the bow and everything.
I just, like, Natalie annoys me in general, and I especially didn't like how so I know Mickey was supposed to be watching her, but Natalie just decides to go and
take
a shower.
Right. It's like she owns the place. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just, you know, what is she even doing? This guy's helping you and you're going through his things.
Mm-hmm.
And she should have kind of figured out, mm-hmm. well, obviously this is another woman's clothing. So why is she going?
You know, I think she has a sense of entitlement, and of course she's this big star. So she probably thinks that everybody wants her to do that. Like, why wouldn't, you know, and remember, they slept together at this point. They had already slept together. So if she didn't know that Abby had passed, she obviously knew he wasn't very faithful. So this probably wouldn't matter to him. And I also think it's huge that Ray sort of confided in her. he didn't tell her what he was feeling, but he had told her what had happened. And I think that that's huge.
Because he's not like that at all.
He went out of his way to share something personal with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting to me.
I think there's a reason why she's here. I think the writers will show us, per episode. And I love the way how her husband is portraying to be such a jerk. I think his name is Rye. That actor's name?
Rob.
Rob. Well, his name really was Rye, but Rob in the episode. And also, we find out in the car that he dated her mother before even dating her. So there's reasons why,
Yeah.
I thought that was particularly disgusting.
And he's a sicko. Remember why they got into a fight.
Yeah, I know.
He was sniffing her underwear,
some bad things.
Okay.
So did anyone else feel bad for that dog?
I did immediately.
Yeah, I was worried. First of all, I think I wanted the dog to go with Natalie over Rob or Rob. Mm-hmm. When she decided to give the dog back, I actually felt bad.
Okay, then that was you draw the line. Like, I didn't want to see Natalie anymore. I was so upset with her. It's one thing to wear a Celtics T-shirt. It's another thing to give. So we did the whole drama. Get me my dog, and then after all that, she just gives the dog back.
Yeah. And how could she even do that if she loves her dog so much?
She loves herself more. Like she doesn't care. I think it's very clear that she doesn't care about anybody else but herself.
See, that's interesting. I thought when she gave the dog back, I thought, oh, the dog has been an excuse, and this was just some reason to enter Ray's life.
So she needed to give Ray a task,
mm-hmm. and the task was get my dog.
Well, hurt attracts hurt, so I think she's damaged, he's damaged, they're probably going to...
She just wants attention,
of course,
I think.
You know what?
He has to give it to her.
I bet she's going to get back with her husband after
you
all
think
this.
So? That's what I was thinking.
I bet.
Because he's not dead for a reason, that's what I was thinking.
I know, I could not believe that they kept him alive. Yeah. You know, I didn't think it was necessary to really kill him. And I guess Ray made a good point. Everything is missing. He doesn't even have a bullet in him anymore.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, well, why is he still alive? He's going to cause nothing but problems. If you think he's going to leave Natalie alone, he's not.
Oh, no.
I'm just hoping by episode 4, this storyline with Natalie goes away and then Bridget comes back.
This shit is here for the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be the finale.
Yeah. I don't know. I want Susan to come back. Susan Sarandon. I just love her.
I think
actress.
She is.
I'm just hoping.
She will for sure come back.
Yeah.
I think that she's too big of
a star not to.
Yeah. And the way they just inserted her so randomly without even giving us some context, it would only make sense for us to figure it out later down the road.
Yeah. I think she's going to be a major part of this
season.
I mean, she's a big star. And just the fact that they only inserted a little bit of the character, we're going to see.
They're keeping us.
The other thing is, and I know this is getting into next week, but in the previews, they did show her again.
And do you see what I mean, though, about all these storylines? It's like now that's a completely
different story.
Completely different. So, we have this one, and then we have Bridget's story with Smitty or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And then we have Connor's story in the Marines. Those are all storylines that we didn't really...
And Frank coming back to jump.
Yes, and then the whole Frank and Avi thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is a brand new storyline.
We have Mick and his screenplay.
Oh, yeah, that was really...
Marty.
I feel bad.
So, okay, Marty's going to get it, though, because now Mick says, I know where this guy
is. It's called Four Leaf.
So,
it was called Clover or Four Leaf.
Four Leaf.
I love how one of the comments that the agent's assistant gave him was too many exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, just take the script.
I know, but I mean, I feel like Mickey being an old timer from Boston, he probably doesn't really understand how Hollywood works. Of course, this is the first thing you wrote and you learned how to write in an elderly screenplay class.
Well, the first time you find out what a PDF is.
Funny. I'm surprised that anyone met with him at all.
That's what I was thinking. He should be grateful that he got so far because the fact that anybody even read his script.
Didn't something happen in previous seasons that made him get hooked up with this connect to get his script?
Well,
I vaguely remember something happening.
He had a teacher.
No, he was in that home, right, when he was on probation for a while.
With that guy.
And he met that agent, right?
In the home.
Somehow correlated with Mickey's ex-wife's new husband in Palm Springs, right? There was some kind of script going on.
And even before that, in season one, when he was working with the actor and they were writing a script together.
Right.
So he kind of got some experience from that.
It takes a little bit more than that.
From season one, we know he was a consultant in that film. His foot was already in the door. He had his weird connections here and there,
but his connections didn't pan out. And you know, true Mickey fashion, he'll probably just try to bully someone into getting what he wants, but I can't imagine that works out for him. So do you guys have any predictions for next episode? Like, where are we going with this?
I think we're going to get some of the storylines that we didn't get this week. So
I was like, am I hearing things?
I think we're going to get Bridget.
Yeah.
Because it's time and we got to figure out what's going on there. I think we'll get slowly more about Abby. So really what happens maybe when Ray finds her in bed and Bridget's crying in their bedroom. Yeah. So I think we'll get some more of that. There'll be more of Maureen and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we won't have more on Devin. That'll probably be episode 5. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I would like to see. I don't know if it will happen. I would like to see more with Bridget and the situation with Smitty and what's going on with that. I really want to see, you know, finally learn how Abby passed away and see how it's connected to all this and possibly the surgery or not. And I definitely, unfortunately, think Natalie will be back.
Yes.
My prediction, though, I think she's going to get back with her husband.
Let's see. I agree with both of you. I do want to see more of Bridget. I want her to come back home. I want to see what her issue is and why she went. Well, we know it was for college and to go away, but still, like, deeper issues. And then the situation with Smitty, and then the situation with Avi. I want to know.
I do, too. I miss Avi. And it's breaking my heart, the possibility that Avi has turned to the dark side, so the darker side.
I feel like what was great about what the cop had said is how Ray is so loyal, and it's true. I think no matter what Avi did, Ray would be loyal to him, but I feel like Avi's a very loyal person himself, and I can't picture him doing anything to threaten Ray. Maybe, you know, turning on law enforcement a little to, you know, finesse it in his favor. I could definitely see that, but I think he knows better than to let Ray know, because he didn't do anything to Ray, and Ray would never do anything to him. They're a team, even though they don't work together. I'm not sure. We don't really have evidence of bad blood between them, but that's definitely something we're going to hash out. As much as I want to know what happened with Abby, I don't really want to know, because I feel like I love the character so much. Save it for a couple episodes down. Yeah. I don't want to, like, get rid of the character right now already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and I doubt they will do that. I think they were stringing her along probably until episode 10 or 11.
I just love, you know, the little... Even we got such a small piece, but in a way it was such a big piece of this episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that we play that out a little bit more, because I love seeing that. That wraps up today's episode, Dog Walker. We're definitely looking forward to next week. And we have a special guest. We have Pootal next week, who plays Daryl in Ray Donovan. He came on last season, so I'm excited to have him again on this season. But thank you guys so much for joining us. Please leave us comments with all of your predictions and any input you have for this after show, and we'll definitely give you a shout out. And, you know, I love seeing other perspectives that we could sort of weave into our show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm Olivia Gabbery. You could hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, @_O_G.
And I'm Louisa. You can find me on my Instagram @NobodyReadsAnymore and on Twitter @NobodyReads.
I'm Elizabeth Alfano. Check out all my celebrity interviews at thedinnerparty.tv. My newest interview is with Grammy Award-winning jazz vocalist Kurt Elling. You can hit me up at Instagram and Twitter @DinnerPartyCHGO and on Facebook @Elizabeth Alfano.
And I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter @RachGoodman or on Facebook @RachelAnnGoodman. You can also catch me every Sunday hosting the Young and the Restless wrap-up for AfterBuzz TV.
Awesome.
All right, thank you so much. We'll catch you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.